弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。
Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
So don't worry, I'm not going to preach in Mandarin. Brothers and sisters, as we stand at the threshold of a brand new year, a jubilee year for our church, we are invited to pause, to reflect, and to celebrate the faithfulness of God for this past 50 years.
弟兄姐妹，在我们新的一年之际，让我们安静下来，停下来思想，并庆祝上帝的信实。
Let me begin with a personal story. It was Monday, 14th of December, 2009. That was the first night of my family, our family holiday in Ho Chi Minh City, South Vietnam, and my family and I were having dinner.At a small restaurant, just 5 minutes walk away from our hotel.
让我分享一个个人的一个故事。那是星期一，十二月十四日，2009年，我们一家到何志明市南岳的一个小餐厅里面吃晚餐。那时候我们在度假，这餐厅离我们的酒店大概5分钟。
And we had a very pleasant surprise during our dinner when we watched on TV.How Singapore scored the first goal against Vietnam at the Southeast Asia soccer semi-final competition.
当时我们很高兴，因为我们在餐厅的电视上看到新加坡的足球队在冬运会足球里面半决赛里面赢了越南队一球。
So we were probably the only Singaporeans there, and I scream, and so the Vietnamese looking at me.
当时可能我们是新加坡人，所以我们喊了一声，那所有的越南人都看着我们。
But unfortunately, Vietnam scored the next 4 goals and they won 4-1.
但过后越南队却进了4球，所以比4-1赢了这场球赛。
So I believe the diners there, the Vietnamese diners there must have looked at me with some sneering in their eyes.
所以过后那些餐厅的人一定是看着我，觉得我们真的他们赢了。
After dinner, when we had brought our children back to the hotel, my wife and I decided to take a walk to the, what they call that, the Bentan night market, not too far away.
晚餐过后，孩子们回到酒店了，我和太太决定到一个夜市里面去漫步。
And on the way there, we saw the major road junctions near the hotel all jam-packed with motorcyclists, mostly some cars, but mostly motorcyclists.They were not moving. They were there, even though the light is green. They were there and they were celebrating.
当那时候我们看到好多的摩托骑士，他们在一个路口，甚至挤到车水不能过，他们正在庆祝。
And they were waving their flags, as you can see. And I was even approached to buy a Vietnamese flag.Which I diplomatically declined.
他们扬着他们的越南旗，当时候也有人让我也买一个旗，那我也好意的回拒了。
It was a cacophony of noises, honking and tooting, banging of pots and pans, and singing and dancing in the streets.
大家在吵闹声中，他们唱着、跳着、击打着碗盘，还有车子的鸣声。
In fact, the celebration lasted until the wee hours of the next morning.
其实这整个庆祝会到了隔天还在进行。
It was as if they had won the World Cup, but it was only the SEA Games semi-final.
他们就好像赢了世界杯，但只是冬运会的半决赛。
Doesn't matter that Vietnam eventually lost the finals to Malaysia a few days later.
无所谓，因为当时候在总决赛的时候，越南队输了给马来西亚。
But on that 14th December night, they won.And it was time to celebrate.
但是在十四号那天，他们去赢了，他们要庆祝。
See, that was all that matters for the Vietnamese.
这是对他们是多么的重要的。
You see, brothers and sisters, in our modern hectic and stressful world, somehow we have lost the sense of joy that comes from celebrating the blessings of God in our life and ministry, whether they are big blessings.Or small blessings.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的现在紧张的生活中，我们失去了那种庆祝上帝在我们生活跟侍奉中所赐福于我们的，不管这个福是大是小。
So, brothers and sisters, in this jubilee year, you and I must take opportunity, every opportunity, to indulge in ecstatic celebration, and jubilee is such an occasion.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这个千禧年，我们一定要把握每一个机会去欢庆，而千禧年就是这么一个机会。
Our scripture passage for today in Leviticus 25 to 26 calls for ecstatic celebrations as we remember God's favor upon our church in this Jubilee year.
今天的经文来自利未记的25章到26章，让我们欢喜的庆祝，狂喜的庆祝上帝在这千禧年给我们的恩典。
So this morning I'm going to do just a sweeping, what I call a sermon on the two chapters. But the next six Sundays, we will go into detail for each of these hours that we're going to look at for the next few Sundays.
我今天会大概的这两章里面，我们会一个中览，然后过后的六个星期，我们会个别的在看里面的细节。
So let's begin. By seeking the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
God, our gracious Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, your holy presence this morning, we want to celebrate our Jubilee.
在的天父，当我们来到你至圣的面前时候，我们要欢庆我们的千禧年。
We remember how you have poured out your bountiful blessings upon our church these past 50 years.
我们要纪念你过去五十年赐予我们无限的祝福。
And this morning, as we listen to your word, may your Holy Spirit help us experience your freedom, extend your forgiveness, and enjoy your favor.
今天早上，当我们聆听你的话语的时候，让你的圣灵帮助我们经历你的自由，伸展你的宽恕，享受你的恩典。
Let this year be a season of restoration, reconciliation, and celebration of your grace.
让今年成为重建、修复、欢庆的一年。
In Jesus' precious name, Amen.
奉基督耶稣的名求， Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, today we step into one of the Bible's most radical chapters, where God's heart for freedom, renewal, and restoration shines brilliantly.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们来到了圣经里面最偏激的章节里面，彰显了上帝更新、自由和复兴的荣耀。
I say radical because.As we shall see the next seven Sundays, some of the things that God wants us to do, you and I will have a hard time doing that.
我说偏激，因为在接下来的七个星期的时候，我们会看到上帝要我们做的事，可能我们觉得是做不到的。
But if we take God's word at face value and do what God commands us to do, God will pour out His bountiful blessing on us.
当我们顺服于上帝的话语的时候，上帝必把祝福临到我们身上。
These two chapters speaks of Jubilee, a time where slaves were set free, debts were forgiven, and land were restored back to their original owners.
这两个章节讲述着迁徙，一个释放着奴隶，免除所有罪债，也被地被修复的一个日子。
It was God's way of reminding His people that He is a God of second chances.And new beginnings and unlimited favor.
这是上帝借此提醒他的子民，他是给第二次机会的上帝，给予新的开始，无限的恩典。
In a world often marked by striving, bondages, unforgiveness, Leviticus 25 and 26 invite us to celebrate God's favor, not just as a concept, not just as an idea, but.As a life-changing reality.
在这充满纷争、捆锁、缺乏宽恕的世界里面，利未记二十五到二十六章要我们欢庆上帝的恩典。这不只是一个概念，而是一个改变生命的事实。
And as I meditated on these two chapters, in preparation in Leviticus, I sensed the Lord giving us three specific instructions as we celebrate our Jubilee as a church this year.
当我预备这两章的时候，我感到上帝给我们三个特定的指示来庆祝我们这个千禧年。
They are found in your bulletin. Firstly, experience God's grace. So this is the Jubilee celebration. Experience genuine freedom.
第一，经历真正的自由。
Every seventh day in the Hebrew calendar is the Sabbath, a day set apart by God's.Command for rest and worship.
希伯来日历的第七日是安息日，是上帝亲自分别为圣的，那是不得工作。
On the Sabbath day, no work was to be done. It was a holy day set apart for God.
安息日是分别为圣的，那是必不得工作。
And then every seventh year is a Sabbath year where no sowing or reaping could be done.
第七年称为安息年，不栽种也不收割。
And the Lord miraculously provided for His people on the sixth year, double the amount of crops, harvest, to last until the end of the eighth year.
上帝也奇迹般的从第六年到第八年赐予双倍的土产，足够 他的子民。
But not only that, every seventh Sabbath year will usher in the year of Jubilee. So at the end of every 49 years, the year of Jubilee will begin.
不止如此，第七个安息年进入了千禧年，就是每49年，千禧年就开始了。So
on the Day of Atonement in the 50th year, they will sound the trumpet or the ram's horn. By the way, the Hebrew word for the Jubilee is the ram's horn. And the ram's horn will be sounded throughout the land and proclaim liberty and freedom to all the people.
在希伯来文章中, 千禧就是代表号角的意思, 所以在第50年的赎罪日, 大家都要大发号角, 在遍地大发号角, 享受所有的释放。
And during the year of Jubilee, all lands are returned to their original owners, slaves are set free, and all debts are cancelled and forgiven.
在千禧年当中, 所有的产业都要归给原本的, 原本的, 原本的那个人, 也要把所有的奴隶释放, 所有的债务免除。
Is it not every Israelite was good at managing their funds, their inheritance, the land given to them by God? Some of them really make a mess out of their inheritance.
不是所有的以色列人都会管理产业的，他们有时会做得一团糟。
And so they got themselves into debts, real huge debts.
他们会欠债，巨大的欠债。
In desperation, they resort to selling their family land, the very special plot of land given to them by God.
在走投无路之下，他们会变卖家产，在上帝赐给他们特别的土地。
And sometimes the debts are so big, so large, that selling the land wasn't enough.
有时债务大到变卖土地也没有办法偿还。
And so when they don't have any land more to sell, they sell their children, their family, and worst case, they even sell themselves to be slaves.
当他们没有地在变卖的时候，他们卖自己的家人，或者连自己也卖为奴仆。
But in the year of Jubilee, when they sound the trumpet or ram's horn, they proclaim liberty and freedom throughout the land.
但在千禧年，当号角一响起，他们遍地都要宣告他们的自由，他们的释放。
So all land that was sown was to be returned to their original owner. So in a sense, it was a redistribution of land.
所有被卖出去的地都要归回，那好像是再分派这些土地给每一个人。
So don't have to wait for PTO, the land will be returned to you. All of this, of course, is good news for the poor, for those who had lost out in life's race. It is a chance for a new beginning.
对穷人来说，这当然这是一个好消息，因为他们能够重新再开始。
Imagine that at the end of every 50th on the Jubilee year, you get a clean start.
想想每50年你都可以重新开始。
And you can only experience a Jubilee once in a lifetime, unless you live beyond 100.
但你一辈子可能只经历一次的千禧年，除非你活过100岁。
A new beginning. So this is at the heart of the Jubilee year. All debts are cancelled so that everyone can start over again.
新的开始是千禧年的中心点，他所有的债务被免除，每个人都重新开始。
The wealthy are not punished. They are not being punished. Why? Because they learn God's sense of justice, knowing that their possessions are intended for them to be temporal only.
富裕的他们不会得到惩罚，而是他们认识到上帝的公义，因为他们认识到他们所得的只是暂时的。
The poor, on the other hand, are overjoyed because now all things are returned to them and they can have a fresh start.
贫穷的又欢喜了，因为他们所有的土地都会归还给他们，他们可以重新开始。
So the question is, why does God institute the Jubilee?
问题是为什么上帝要设立这个千禧年呢？
I believe it's because it is His desire that His people do not live in bondage.
我相信这是他上帝渴望他的子民不要做一辈子的奴仆。
So that's why I put it as my first point, experiencing genuine freedom, no longer living in bondages.
所以我的第一点是真的经历上帝的自由，不再被束缚。
So brothers and sisters, whatever bondages you are struggling with today, God wants you to experience genuine freedom.
所以弟兄姐妹，不管你现在受到什么束缚，上帝要我们得到的真自由。
This is what Jubilee is all about.
这是千禧年的真正意义，自由。
So are you struggling with some sinful habits in your life? God wants to set you free from those sinful habits.
你挣扎于罪恶的习惯吗？上帝要你从这罪恶的习惯里面被释放。
Are you living beyond your means so much so that you are heavily in debt?God wants you to live simply and be set free from your debts.
你生活在你能力以外吗？你负债累累吗？上帝要你过着简单的生活，免除罪债的束缚。
Are you enslaved by some negative thoughts that cause you to constantly wallow in self-pity?
你被负面的思想捆绑而每日在自怜中度过吗？
God wants to set you free, to heal you of those past hurts and wounds.That people have caused you.
上帝要释放你，要你经历医治，要你在从别人带给你的伤害创伤中得到医治。
So verse 10 says, "You shall consecrate the 50th year, the Jubilee year, and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants."
第十节说第五十年，你们当作圣年，在遍地给一切的居民宣告自由。
So God desires genuine freedom for his children, not just physical, but spiritual freedom from all that enslaves us.
上帝渴慕他的孩子得着自由，不只是身体上的自由，也是属灵的自由，把从所有的捆绑中得着自由。
So I want you to turn to your neighbors and say, God wants to set you free from bondages.
我要你转向你旁边的人说，上帝要释放你，让你从最奴仆中脱离。
God wants us to be free so that we can live as his free people.
上帝要我们自由，以致我们能够自由地做他的子民。
But Jubilee is not only about freedom, it is also about forgiveness.
但是千禧年不只是自由，也是宽恕。
Where debts are cancelled, grievances are erased, and so this brings us to our second point.
当债被免除的时候，怨恨也被消除，这就带到我们的第二点。
So extend gracious forgiveness.
给予恩慈的饶恕。
And I will have one sermon, I think the sixth sermon on the reconciliation. It will be tough for some of us, I believe. But if you practice what God says, what he commands, God will pour out his blessings on us.
在这第六个星期的时候，我会谈到宽恕，这对我们来说可能是很难，但是在上帝之下，我们能够做出来的。
So this will be the message that I preach in the Chinese also.
这是我要在中文堂也是正道的。
我们怎么样和好 ？OK.
我们 how do we reconcile?
Okay, God calls us not only to receive freedom, but also to extend forgiveness, just as we have been forgiven ourselves.
上帝不只让我们得到自由，也让我们与他人恩慈的宽恕。
I want to imagine in your mind yourself in such a great debt that you not only have to sell your land, but you have to sell your children, sell your family, yourself included. But that does not that even does not clear your debt because yourself also has been sold already.
我要你试想想，如果你一生的债变卖土地、变卖家人、变卖自己作为奴仆，也不能够偿还。
And so you have been waiting for the Jubilee year to come, 10 years more, 5 more years, 1 more year, finally Jubilee is here.
你期待千禧年多久啊？多10年？多5年？多1年？终于千禧年到了。
As the ram's horn sound on the Day of Atonement, which is in October, and the proclamation of liberty throughout the land.There is great celebration in the streets in Israel.
当赎罪日号角响起的时候，在十月的时候，全地宣告被释放，万家每条街上都要欢庆。
Your land has been returned to you.
你的土地被归还给你了。
Your family and yourself have a sudden change in status from slavery, from bondage to freedom.
你的家人跟你自己也变了身份了，从奴仆到自由人。
All your debts has been cancelled. You no longer owe any money.
你的罪债也被除免了，你不再还债。
You can start all over again.
你可以重新开始。
How would you feel?
你有什么感受呢？
You see, in an episode of a Peanuts cartoon, Lucy on one occasion approaches Charlie Brown with a paper and pen and says, "Here, sign this. It absolves me from all blame." So that's what she went to Charlie Brown, so that if she did anything wrong against him, she's absolved from all blame.
在花生卡通里面，露西一个小女孩对着 Charlie Brown 拿着一个纸跟笔说：“哎，你在这里签下，我所有的错都会被除掉。”
And then she go to Schroeder and with the same paper and pen and say the same thing, sign this, it absolves me from all blame.
她又到谢勒特另外一个小主角，她说也同样的纸，她说签下来，那我所有的错都会被免除。
And finally, she comes to Linus, the one who carried the wet blanket, you know, the one. Come to Linus. Here, sign this. It absolves me from all blame.
最后，他来到了奈勒斯，也是一个常常拿着一个小被棉被的小孩。他说：“签这个，我所有的错都会被免除。”
And so, as Lucy walks away, Linus says, "Gee, that must have been a nice document to have."
当露西走开的时候，这个小男孩说：“哇，那个文件真是好。”
You know, brothers and sisters, actually, you and I have that document, though, each one of us.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们有着那份文件。
So Jesus is saying to you and me, this morning, here, sign this, you are absolved from all blame, because I forgive you, I have cleansed you.
基督耶稣在这里也给我们同样的文件签下了，他说除去了我们的所有的罪债，我原谅了你。
That's why every Sunday we partake of the Lord's Supper.
所以每个星期天我们都领圣餐。
And the more sinful we are, the more we should partake of the Lord's Supper and genuinely confess our sins before God.
所以我们有所有的罪债，我们在领圣餐的时候，我们在上帝面前忏悔。
Our Lord Jesus understood the message of forgiveness when he hung on the cross. This is what he prayed to the Father. Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing.
耶稣基督知道原谅宽恕的力量，他被钉在十字架上，他说了这话：“父啊，原谅他们，因为他们做的，他们不知道。”
The message of Jubilee is a message of forgiveness.
千禧年带来的是宽恕的消息。
The good news is that your sin has been forgiven, your debt has been cancelled.
好消息是你的罪债被除去了，你的所有的债务也被免除了。
That is why the psalmist in Psalm 32 verse 1 says, Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
所以在诗篇32章1节这么说着，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
See, brother and sister, do you not know that when God forgives our sins, he chooses to remember our sins no more?
弟兄姐妹，你知道为什么上帝原谅我们的罪债吗？因为他选择不记得我们的罪债。
Because the blood of Christ covers us. That's a theological term. It covers us. It cleanses us from our sins.
因为基督耶稣的血遮盖了我们所有的罪债。
Listen to what God says in Isaiah 43 verse 25. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins.
在以赛亚42章25节这么写着：“唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪过。”
And then listen to God's promise again in Psalm 103 and verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, which is infinity, so far does He remove our transgressions from us.
在诗篇103篇12节这么写着：“上帝。”东离西有多远，他叫我的过犯也离我们有多远。
So, brothers and sisters, Jubilee is a reset button.
弟兄姐妹，千禧年是一个重置的按钮。
You and I can't possibly pay the debt of our sin that we owe God.
你和我不可能自己还清我们的罪债。
But God, in His mercy and grace, through His Son's shed blood on Calvary's cross, has paid our debt in full.
但上帝因着他的慈悲与恩典，用他儿子在加略山所流的血，还清了我们所有的罪债。
When our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, his final word was just one word in Greek, "Tetelestai." That means the debt has been cancelled in full.
当基督耶稣被钉在十字架时候，他最后一句话就代表所有的罪债被除免了。
In other words, Brothers and Sisters, you and I can have a clean slate through Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们能够在基督里面重新出发。
And with God's help, no matter how challenging it's going to be, we can extend the same grace to people who have caused us hurt and pain in our life.
所以上帝能帮助我们，不管多么的困难，我们都能够原谅那些伤害我们的人。
Some of us, it's not going to be easy. In our human strength, it's impossible. But with God's help, as we experience His grace, we should extend grace to others as well.
我们人可能看起来不可能的，但是上帝的帮助，用上帝的恩典，我们能够做到。
We can cancel the debt they owe us, just as God has cancelled the debt we owe Him.
我们能够免除他人的罪，因为上帝已经免除了我们的罪。
We can forgive, just as Christ, God has forgiven us through Christ.
我们能够原谅，因为基督耶稣也原谅了我们。
So we can press the reset button.In our relationships with people, just as God has set the reset button, in our relationship with Him.
我们与人的关系，我们能够按着那重置的按钮，就像上帝也同样的按着重置的按钮，在我们与他的关系。
This is not sweeping things under the carpet. No, it's not.
弟兄姐妹，这不是把东西放在我们看不见的地方。
Rather, this is graciously extending forgiveness to people who have sinned against us.Just as God has so graciously forgiven us the way we sin against Him.
这是我们以恩典来宽恕那些得罪我们的，正如上帝的恩典宽恕了我们一样。
I believe this year, as we celebrate Jubilee in our church, God will put His finger on many of our hearts to bring about reconciliation with relationships, people who have hurt us.
我相信在今年我们庆祝千禧年的时候，我们很多人都会被上帝感动去重复我们与人的关系。
And let us take the step of faith to extend forgiveness. Let us be the initiator of reconciliation.
让我们自己行出这个宽恕的行为，让我们踏出信心的一步。
I will spend one whole sermon on the sixth Sunday to talk about that, and I believe the Lord will bring about healing in our church.
我会在其中一个主日里面谈到这个宽恕，我相信上帝会在我们的教会里面起医治的能力。
As we walk in freedom and forgiveness, we step into the jubilee of God's favor, and this brings us to our third and final point.
当我们走出活出自由与宽恕的时候，我们才能体验上帝赐给我们这千禧年。
So the first two steps must happen before we can enjoy God's favor.
所以这第一跟第二步 要发生了，我们才可以进入到第三点。
And so finally, as the people return to their families, they return to their original land, the inheritance, they enjoy the fullness of God's favor.
当他们回到他们自己的产，夺回他们自己的产业，回到他们家庭的时候，他们能够享受上帝的恩惠。
It is only in living out.The freedom and forgiveness that God has showered upon us, and as we extend the same to others, that we can then enjoy the abundance of His blessings.
唯有活出上帝所赐给我们的自由跟宽恕，我们才能真正体验到上帝赐予我们生命的喜乐。
God will pour out His unprecedented favor upon us individually and as a church if we do what He commands us to do.
上帝会把他的恩典临到我们身上，我们要顺服于他所指导我们做的。
But in order for Jubilee to work, God's people must trust Him and His word for provision and for safety, not our own human efforts.
上帝的子民必须顺服他，信靠他，不是靠我们自己的能力。
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 18 to 19. Let me read. Therefore, you shall do my statutes.And keep my rules and perform them. And then you will dwell in the land securely. The land will yield its fruit, and you will eat your fill and dwell in it securely.
所以你们要遵行我的律例，我的典章，你们要谨守，就可以在那地安然居住。地必出土产，你们要吃饱，在地上安然居住。
You will not, be lacking. You will eat your fill. You will not be starving. You won't have to ration food.
你不会有缺乏，你会吃饱，你不会饿肚子，你不根本就不需要配给食物。
God is going to provide, and when God provides, we can eat to our heart's content.
上帝会供应，并丰丰足足的供应给我们。
God puts a question to His people. Let me rephrase that. God puts forth a question that His people were asking in their minds in verse 20. What shall we eat in the seventh year if we cannot plant? What shall we eat if we do not sow or gather in our crop?
上帝在二十节里面问了一个问题，因为他想他的子民在心中会有这个问题。他说：“我们在第七年要吃什么呢？”
So see how God answered their question emphatically in verses 21 and 22. I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, so that it will produce a crop sufficient for 3 years. When you sow in the eighth year, you will be eating some of the old crop, and you shall eat the old until the ninth year when its crops arrives.
当上帝确定地回答他们说：“我必在第六年将我所命的福临到你们，地便生产。地便生三年的土产。第八年你们要耕种，也要吃陈粮。等到第九年出产收来的时候，你们还要吃陈粮。”
So God will provide a bumper harvest on the sixth year that is sufficient enough to feed the people, not just for 2 years, but for 3 years.
上帝会必给我们丰富的收割，而不只是让我们丰足一年，而是三年。
You see, brothers and sisters, the land will be uncultivated in the 49th year because it's the Sabbath year, and the 50th year, that means 2 years consecutive, you don't cultivate the land.
弟兄姐妹，在四十九年跟五十年里面，土地是不开垦的。
And when they cultivate the land in the 51st year, they won't get any harvest until the end of the year when the crop comes. So that is really stepping out in faith.
而且在51年之后，他们要等到51年底才能够有丰收，这是真的踏出信心的一步。
There we believe God at His word.
所以我们这是上帝的话语。
See, God's people must trust God completely to provide for their needs as they step out in faith.
上帝的子民要完全的依靠、信靠上帝来供应他们的所求。
I like the way God puts it in verse 21. God says, "Help me to do this." God says in verse 21, "I will command my blessing on you."
我喜欢上帝在二十一节写的，我说我必命的福，我所命的福必赐给你们。
Well, do you hear that? God is not just saying that He will bless us, but He is commanding His blessing on us.
你听到了吗？上帝不只祝福我们，他命定了这个祝福。
You know, we don't command God. God is the one who command us. He will command His blessing on us.
我们不可以命定上帝，但上帝却命定了他的福赐给我们。
In other words, there's no doubt this is going to happen.
所以无可厚非的，这祝福必定临到我们。
So I want you to turn to your neighbors and say, God is commanding His blessing on you, but make sure you do what He commands.
那你转向你隔壁的人说，上帝所命的福必赐给你们。
So we cannot say that, we cannot expect God's blessing.When we don't even follow His commands,
我们要遵守上帝的律例，他的福必赐给我们。
So, brothers and sisters, there is a strong message for us as a church as we celebrate our Jubilee this year, and I want us to listen very carefully, especially those of us who are leaders in the church.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在庆祝千禧年的时候，我们一个强烈的信息，我们要听清楚，尤其是那些在教会的领袖。
Are we going to trust God completely for His provision for our church, or Are we going to trust our own human maneuvering and our own human effort, our own human calculation?
我们要相信信靠上帝在下来五十年的供应，还是要信靠我们自己的能力？
But those who trust God completely will rest in His sovereignty and allow Him to work out His divine purposes without any human manipulation.
所以那些顺服于上帝的，他会在他们不会靠着自己的控制跟摆布。
If God's people obey His jubilee laws, He will bless them.
如果上帝的子民听顺服于他的旨意律法，他必赐福。
So Leviticus 26 verse 3 and 4, let me read that. If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, then I will give you rains in their season.And the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And then verse 9, I will turn to you and make you fruitful and multiply you, and will confirm my covenant with you.
利未记二十六章第三到四节，你们遵行我的律例，谨守我的诫命，遵照奉行，我就按时给你们降下雨露，使地生产出土产，田野的树木也结果实。我眷顾你们，使你们繁殖增多，也必坚立我与你们所立的约。
The literal wording in verse 9 is I will turn to you. God say I will turn to you. It means when God turn to us, means He is going to shower His favor and blessing upon us.
在这第九节里面，这个字面。就说了，上帝要眷顾我们，他要恩典来眷顾我们。
Of course, the year of Jubilee would obviously benefit the poor who would look forward to the Jubilee with great anticipation. 10 more years, 5 more years, 3 more years, 1 more year, and finally, Jubilee has arrived.
当然，千禧年对于贫苦的人来说，他们更期待这千禧年的到来。十年、五年、三年、两年，终于千禧年来到了。
Imagine all your debts cancelled and your ancestral land returned back to you. You can start all over again.
想象你的罪债被免除，你的先祖的土地归还给你们，你可以重新开始。
But what if you are the person who is the rich person who is to return the land?Cancel all the debts and return the land back to the original owners. It will come at a great economic cost to you.
但如果是你是那位有钱人，你要免除人的债，你要归还他人的土地，这将会给你很大的经济损失。
But God's promise is that if you obey my commandments in the Jubilee, I will look upon you with favor and I will pour out my bountiful blessings on you to the rich people.
但上帝的应许是，如果在千禧年你要顺服于我，我必眷顾你。
God will look upon you with favor, and He will make you fruitful if you give up your land, if you cancel the debts.
我必用恩典眷顾你，让你结果子。如果你能免除，你要免除他人的债，归还他人的土地。
That's why I said at the beginning, this is radical.
这是偏激的。
Very radical.
这是很难接受的。
Dare we practice this as Christians?
让我们以基督徒的身份来做行出来。
You see, God is no debtor to anyone.
上帝不是任何人的债主。
God honors those who honor Him and those who obey His word.
上帝赐尊荣给那些敬畏他、遵守他的话的人。
He will pour out His favor and His blessing on us so much so that it is impossible to withhold. We have no choice but to be generous.
他会赐予我们丰盛的恩典跟祝福，以致我们不能够不慷慨的付出。
I tell you, it will be more than compensate the loss, so-called inverted commas, that we give by canceling the debt. It will be more than that.
我告诉你，上帝所赐予我们的必定多过于你免除别人的债。
If we obey His word.
如果你顺服上帝的话语。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the year of Jubilee for Bethesda Pasir Ris Mission Church.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们教会的千禧年。
Linda, who is the one who designed this? Where are you, Linda?
这是
Sarah is the one who designed this. Very nice, I like it. And later on at the town hall meeting, they will wear that. Some of us will wear the T-shirt. Okay, very nice.
我们有一个 T-shirt 也是有这个印记在当中的，待会他们会穿。
So this is our Jubilee year.And we have seen how God has blessed us as a church for the past 50 years from our humble beginning at Senate Road.
这是我们的千禧年，我们也看了上帝过去五十年怎么的祝福我们，让我们从我们很简单的开始到如今。
The pioneers who moved out of our mother church, Bethesda Frankel, to start this new church that included Elder Chia Hong Ho and Elder Francis Lim.
我们的先驱从我们的 Frankel 的教会搬出来职堂了，那是我们的谢长老跟 Elder Francis。
Elder Chia's daughter, Christine, is with us. Where are you, Christine? Can you stand so
that we can acknowledge you?
Christine, okay. Christine in front. Can you stand?
Christine.
So Christine.
我们的 Christine 姐
妹. And so his daughter is here. And of course, Stanley, the son-in-law.
还有他的家人.
Potin, Francis Lim's widow.Is with us together with his daughter Rachel. Where are you? Put in there.
我们 Francis 长老的一家人，他的遗孀还有他的女儿也在我们当中。
So see, they have been faithful all these years.
他们都很忠诚于上帝。
When Elder Chia went home to the Lord in January 1983, Ko Ho Kiat was appointed to take his place as elder, and his wife Helena was one of the pioneers of our Chinese ministries in.1979. So, Ho Kiat and Helena, are you here somewhere?
当谢长老在一九八九年过世的时候，
Helena has been in
Mr. Cole, Ho Kiat,
还有
明鸾姐，我们的
Helena
传道。
Both of them were in hospital for a while.
都是我们的先驱者。
So we thank God. Let me ask the Chinese congregation to stand. The Chinese congregation.
我请我们的中文堂的弟兄姐妹。
你们可以站起来吗？中文堂的弟兄姐妹，
中文堂的弟兄姐妹站起来。
Thank you， 谢谢你们。
谢谢，谢谢，请坐。
Then in 1985, our Filipino ministry began as an outreach to, I believe, six Filipino domestic helpers. And since then, our Filipinos congregation has its up and down.And let us ask the Filipino people to stand. The Filipino.
在一九八五年，我们的菲律宾事工以外展的，这是从六个我们的菲律宾帮佣开始，有起有落。这是我们的菲律宾事工的弟兄姐妹。
Thank you. They really know how to eat. They make use of every opportunity to eat. It's the first time I hear about everybody's birthday. Every month is everybody's birthday.And so they take the opportunity to eat.
他们很会享受美食，他们每一个月都在庆祝生日。
Then about 30 years ago, on 21st July 1996, we moved from our original premise to in Senate Road to the premise here. Can I ask those of you who were from the original group in Senate Road to stand, please?
在三十年前，七月二十一号，一九九六年，我们搬到了这里。我们请之前在 Santa Road 的教会的弟兄姐妹站起来。
So, I want the church to look at these people. So these are the original.
让我们看看我们这位这几位弟兄姐妹。
They're still here, 30 years. They took the step of faith to bid for this land to build this church, and that's why all the rest of us, in God's favor because of that.
他出了信心的一步，得到了这块土地，建立了这个教会。
I think none of them remember me when I was a Bible College student. I actually preached in that church, but none of them remember me when I was a Bible College student. I can still remember the single-story apartment house there, bungalow, with a great band, you know, the Bedok band there.
可能你们不记得我，但是我还是学生的时候，我在 Center Road 的教会里面证过道。
And since we moved here, we have also started.Bethesda Pasir Ris Kindergarten in 1997. Let me ask principal, teachers, and students, former students of PBRK. Can you please stand?
我们在一九九七年在这里的幼稚园开办了。我们请校长、老师，还有我们幼稚园之前的毕业生也站起来。
Okay, can you remain standing? I want to see the students. Can you remain standing? Can you remain standing?
哎，请你们站起来。
So the young adults are very shy.
我们的年轻人比较害羞。
PBRK and thank you, principal and teachers, for the work. I think we have impacted many lives. You know, I see many of those children every graduation when I give away prizes or certificate, I see them, you know, singing praises to God.
我们感谢主，有这群中心的老师跟校长，真的我们看到他们对孩子们的影响是很大的。
And then in 2001, we started our Indonesian fellowship.Can I ask those in the Indonesian congregation to stand? And Bun and Yani has been helping it for the last few years. Can you stand from the Indonesian?
那我们在2001年开始了我们的印尼的团契事工。我们请我们的印尼团契事工的弟兄姐妹站起来。
Last Sunday's afternoon, they have a talent time.
上个星期主日，他们有一个歌艺竞赛。
I'm gonna tell you the Indonesian they can sing very good.
他们真的很会唱歌。
And got stage presence also very good.
而且唱得非常好。
So indeed, God has looked upon our church with favor and have made us fruitful.
真的，上帝一直用他的恩惠，真的临到我们的教会，也让我们结果子。
I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to say in the closing moments.
我要你接下来仔细的听我在这接下来要结束的这几句话。
What we do as a church in this year of Jubilee is going to be very crucial.
我们在这千禧年要做的，对我们的教会是非常的重要的。
Why? Because what we do in this Jubilee year, as we celebrate God's faithfulness, will set the tone for our church.For the next 50 years.
因为我们在今年所做的，必定在我们接下来的五十年定下一个方向。
If we do what is right in the sight of God in this year of Jubilee, as the Lord commanded us, then we will see renewed favor and fruitfulness for the next 50 years.
如果我们做出上帝所吩咐的、讨他喜悦的，在这千禧年当中，我们做出来了，我们必定让他的恩惠和持续的与我们同在。在接下来的五十年。
So if we are wishy-washy, don't expect anything from God, because we're not obeying His command.
如果我们随随便便的话，我们不要祈求上帝的恩典。
So this is what the year of Jubilee is all about.
这就是千禧年的意义。
When we do what God commands, He will look upon us with favor, and He will make us fruitful.
我们要做上帝所吩咐的，他必用他的恩惠让我们结出果子。
And so church.As we celebrate this Jubilee year, may we embrace the call to live as a people set free, forgiven, and favored by God.
弟兄姐妹，让我们庆祝这个千禧年的时候，让我们也回应这个呼召，让我们释放他人，让我们宽恕他人，享受上帝的恩惠。
So let this Jubilee year mark a new beginning, not only in our calendar, but also in our hearts.In our relationships.
在这千禧年是一个新的开始，不只是在我们的日历上，而是在我们心中，在我们与人的关系当中。
Let us be a faith community where freedom is experienced, forgiveness is extended, and God's favor enjoyed.
让我们成为一个有信仰、有信心、忠诚于上帝的团体，在这里，人人都能体验到自由，彼此宽恕，享受上帝的恩惠。
The world is watching us. Our community outside there is watching us.
世界正在看着我们，我们这里的邻居们都在看着我们。
So let us show them what it means to celebrate God's favor, not just today, but every day as we walk in the light of His grace.
让我们看他们看到我们行在上帝的恩惠中，行在上帝的光中是如何行出来的。
And so may this Jubilee year be a launching pad for greater faithfulness, deeper unity.And renewed mission.
愿这个千禧年让我们更加的忠诚，更加的团结，更加的勇于付诸于上帝的使命。
And so let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Gracious and faithful God, we want to thank you for 50 years of your steadfast love and unfailing faithfulness to our church.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你五十年的眷顾与恩典。
You have carried us through seasons of joy and challenges, always proving yourself true.
你带领我们经历了喜乐和挑战的岁月，证实你是真神。
This year, as we celebrate our Jubilee, we ask for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit.
今年当我们欢庆千禧年时候，我们恳求你圣灵再次临到我们。
release us from anything that holds us back. Restore what has been lost and renewed in us a passion for your kingdom.
把我们从捆锁我们的释放出来，让我们重建失去的，让我们更新我们对你的热忱。
Help us to walk in freedom to forgive as we have been forgiven and to be a beacon of your favor in this community.
帮助我们行在你的自由中，宽恕他人，因为我们已被你宽恕，愿我们成为你的灯塔。
You have placed us here in Pasir Ris, in our focus countries, and in our respective spheres of influence.
你把我们安置在这片土地上，让我们在专注的宣教国家，还有我们各自的影响的范围内。
And may the next 50 years be marked by even greater miracles, deeper love, and unwavering hope.
愿未来的五十年充满更大的奇迹，更深的爱，更坚定不移的希望。
In Jesus' precious name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
Let's stand as we sing this song in response.